This high-proof tequila wasn't made to be easy. It was made to be honest. Today, I'm diving into Primo Tequila High Proof. After sitting down with the man behind it, I've got a whole new appreciation for what's in this bottle. I recently had the chance to interview Pedro Camarena, and he didn't just talk about branding. He talked about why this tequila exists, how it's made, and what they are chasing from flavor standpoint. That conversation completely reframed how I'm going to approach this pour. According to Pedro, this high proof wasn't just about flexing ABV. It was about preserving agave character, letting fermentation speak, keeping tequila expressive without hiding behind water or manipulation. High proof, yes, but it's balanced, it's intentional, and the agave flavor is amazing. Let's get this one in the glass. This tequila came out first at El Pendio and then went away for a while and now has come back into the market. And Pedro talks about that a lot in the video. All right, let's dive into the nose. Man, on the nose, you immediately get this intense cooked agave smell. I also pick up a little bit of funkiness and some minerality. Let's dive into the taste. Wow. Okay. On the palate, cooked agave. There's a little bit of heat, but it's not like massive. In fact, if I didn't know this was a high proof, I would just think it was a little pepper forward. It's got a nice cooked agave. There's a little bit of citrus. It has a nice oily mouthfeel. Now, I got to tell you, this is one of those tequilas that knowing the backstory and learning about the 200 years of tradition and all of the thought process that went into making this, the idea of bringing his own wood fermentation tanks to the new distillery, bringing oak tanks instead of pine, which is really normal in the process. So one reason why this tequila is going to taste a little different than the very first Primo is it's aged in oak fermentation tanks. Before the fermentation, you know, it's going into a stone oven that's there. It's pushed through a roller mill and then goes into this beautiful fermentation, all using wild yeast. And another thing that he did is he brought in copper stills to be able to make this. So learning the backstory of how he's making this tequila and why it tastes like it does and the reason behind it is really pretty awesome. And if you want to find out a little more, watch that video. Okay, tell me your experience with Primo. Tell me if you've had the new Primo over the old Primo. I personally like them both, and I do like this one is different than the 1579 and stands on its own as a different tasting tequila from El Pendio, where it was originally made. So drop your comments. Let me know what you think about it. Primo, check it out. It's pretty good.